Motorway, Northwest London. Thursday, Vov Ador, 18th of February. Horav David Zulzbach, Ashlita, Kiddush Lavona.
Good morning. The subject matter today, Kiddush Lavona. And everybody is familiar that once a month we say Kiddush Lavona. Before I get into the actual halachas and how we're going to discuss it, have you ever asked yourself the question, why is it called Kiddush Lavona? Where did the word Kiddush Lavona come from? The Gemara in Sanhedrin, which is the Makor, says, Kol ha-mevorich es ha-chodesh. In fact, in Shulchan Aruch Simon Tov Kavov, the simon is Birchas ha-Lavona. Not Kiddush Lavona, Birchas ha-Lavona. In my good, trusted Yekesh Siddha, it says at the top, Seder, Birchas ha-Lavona. Yet everybody refers to it as Kiddush Lavona. In fact, even in Ivrit today, when you have big letters, it's Ba'otiyot Kiddush Lavona. Why? Because outside the Shtiblach in Eretz Yisrael, they've got these big posters in Meshorim, they have that in big letters. So it's almost become like a term, big letters are Kiddush Lavona. But where does the word Kiddush Lavona actually come from? So this question is found in the Tshuvas Maharshag. His son asked him this question, where does this expression Kiddush Lavona come from? And his son wanted to suggest, in fact, there's a mistake in the Nusach, what we say. It shouldn't be Kiddush Lavona, but Chiddush Lavona. Because the bracha we make, and it's the bracha quoted in the Gemara, Baruch Mechadesh Chodoshim. The bracha is Mechadesh, with Mechadesh the Chodesh. It was Chiddush Lavona. For some reason, over time, it became known as Kiddush Lavona. But really, it's... Yes, it's the pronunciation. Chiddush and Kiddush.
Yeah, but they made the mistake.
It started off the way how people said it, and therefore it became written. The Marshag says himself, he finds that difficult to understand, to accept. He says, it is true that in the Gemara, in the Rambam, in the Rishonim, you don't find the expression Kiddush Lavona at all. But he says, you do find it in the Bes Yosef, in the Darkei Moshe, the Ramah himself. So it's fair to say that they didn't have the correct Nusach and they made that mistake. Although he says it's not found in any Rishonim, the Maharil seems to be the earliest one who uses the expression Kiddush Lavona. So the Marashag himself suggests, although the answer to this question is not 100% clear, he suggests that the word Kiddush Lavona is borrowed term from what they used to do, Bezman HaMikdosh and shortly afterwards as well, of real Kiddush HaChodesh. Kiddush HaChodesh was the real way of announcing Rosh Chodesh, and that's definitely called Kiddush HaChodesh. So as a zecher for that, we call what we do once a month, which is connected to the moon, we call it Kiddush Lavona, although there's essentially a major difference between the two. Kiddush HaChodesh definitely cannot be said, they were never Mekadosh at night. Kiddush Lavona is only said at night, so it's definitely, you can't say that it's even a zecher of the Maisa, but the terminology, there's a zecher to it.
What did they do for Kiddush Lavona in the...
But Pashtus, they did it then as well.
What did
but,
they do when they were Kiddush
Lavona? No, what I'm saying is, when they were Mekadosh the Chodesh Apiriya, they still had Kiddush Lavona, but they didn't call it Kiddush Lavona. They probably called it Birchas Lavona. As I say, the real answer to this question is unclear, but I found a little zecher to this answer of the Marshak in the Loshon of the Ramah. Because the Ramah says, near the beginning of Hilchus Kiddush Lavona, it says, Ve'ein lekadesh hachodesh ela belaila. He's talking about Kiddush Lavona, and he says, Ein lekadesh hachodesh ela belaila. Now, as we explained, of course, Kiddush, the real Kiddush hachodesh, is definitely not done at night. And yet the Ramah, when he's referring to Kiddush Lavona, talks about Kiddush hachodesh. The words he uses, doesn't make any sense, it's not Kiddush hachodesh. Elamai, you see a bit of a zecher that Kiddush Lavona is a bit of a zech, at least the terminology of Kiddush Levana, to the original Kiddush HaChodesh. Now let's come to the halacha which I'd like to discuss today. We know there's a time when to start saying Kiddush Levana. When is the exact moment? Now we know there's a moilad, the moment of the new moon, which very often is before Rosh Chodesh or on Rosh Chodesh itself. Shulchan Aruch says that you only start saying Kiddush Levana Ein Mevorach Aleha Ache Yavru Shivas Yomim Aleha. You wait for 7 days until you can say Kiddush Levana, which is a week into the month, basically, a week after the Moilad, in order to say Kiddush Levana. Most poskim, the Mishnah Berurah brings here, most poskim argue on the Mechaba, and most poskim say you wait for 3 days. The reason why you don't do it immediately after the Moilad is you need to have benefit from the moon, benefit from the light. So, Shulchan Aruch says 7 days. The poskim, as the Mishnah Berurah says, say do it already after 3 days. The Maaseh says the Mishnah Berurah, especially in the winter months, in countries, definitely like our type of countries, the earlier you do it, the better. Hazoriz lekadesh harizem meshubach. The earlier you do it, the more meshubach you are. What does he mean by that, the earlier you do it? Because there's another halach in Shulchan Aruch, is that the word of the Shulchan Aruch is, ein mevorchen al yarech ela b'motze Shabbos. You only say Kiddush Levana only on Motzah Shabbos. Now this expression, only on Motzah Shabbos, is definitely only a lechatchila. Especially, says the Mishnah Berurah, explained what the Mechaveh means, that although you should try and do it, wait till the 3rd day, the 7th day, but the Mishnah Berurah says, the earlier you do it, the better, don't wait for Motzah Shabbos. Because just take this month where we're in now, I don't know if you've yet said Kiddush Levana, but there's definitely been cloudy days. If we're going to wait now till Motzah Shabbos, who knows there's going to be a Levana Motzah Shabbos, and then you're getting in closer and closer to the soft man Kiddush Levana. Therefore, the halacha is, do it as soon as possible after the 3rd day, and definitely in our communities, that is the minig. In the summer months, it's possibly slightly different. That is the beginnings man of Kiddush Levana. What about the end time of Kiddush Levana? On that says the Shulchan Aruch as well. Ad emos sayim mevorchen aleh, until when can you say Kiddush Levana? Ad tez zayin miyoyim ha-moylad, v'loy tez zayin b'chlal. Till the 16th night after the moylad, and not the 16th. So the last night is the 15th night after the moylad. This month, by the way, the last moment of Kiddush Levana is 10:20 on Friday night, after Purim. Friday night is also an issue. Unless it's an emergency, we don't say Kiddush Levana on a Friday night or even a Yom Tov night, and there are reasons for that. Let's look at the following Shaila. This Shaila actually happened in Prague. It was a long, dark winter, and the month of Adar was particularly rainy, particularly cloudy, and the Tzibur had not yet said Kiddush Levana. The Moilad that year was Erev Rosh Chodesh, which meant that the last night of Kiddush Levana was actually, which would be this year Thursday, at Purim night. The last opportunity for Kiddush Levana was on Purim night. And the Tzibur had not yet said Kiddush Levana. In middle of the Megillah, suddenly somebody came in and said, Zda Levana, or maybe he didn't say it, he pointed with his finger, there's a Levana. The question which was asked, it seems to be from the Noitav Yehuda himself, do you stop in middle of the Megillah in order to go outside and say Kiddush Levana? Because if you wait till the end of the Megillah laning, maybe the clouds will have come over and you won't have the opportunity, and that was the last night of Kiddush Levana. So do you stop in middle of the Megillah in order to say Kiddush Levana? This is the Shaila which the Noitav Yehuda was asked. So he then goes into a long siman discussing the halacha, whether you're allowed to interrupt in the middle of the Megillah. The interesting line he takes is there's a bracha at the beginning of the Megillah and there's a bracha at the end of the Megillah. And therefore, to interrupt in the middle is a hefsek. But then he discusses, it's a machlekes, whether the bracha we say at the end of the Megillah is actually like a proper bracha, or it's a bracha only a minhag, a ravis revedo, it's not a proper bracha. And he's mefalpel backwards and forwards. And we're not going in to discuss that matter. He also says that this shaila, yeah, it sounds very dramatic to talk about it in the middle of the Megillah, but the truth is, every month you could have the same shaila, not with Megillah, but Maariv. It's the last night of Kiddush Levona, you're davening Maariv, and suddenly there's a Levona outside. You stop in the middle of Maariv. So, yes, there are certain angles which are geared specifically to the Megillah, which we will talk about, but the shaila in itself is every single month, at the end of the month, if you haven't yet said Kiddush Levona and your middle of Maariv. The point I'm bringing out from this Noda B'Yehuda is his whole diyun, his whole discussion, is about whether you're allowed to interrupt in middle of the Megillah for the mitzvah of Kiddush Levona. That's almost the only angle he takes, whether you're allowed to be mafsik. His maskona is that you do not interrupt. Why? Because he says, so you finish the Megillah, you finish Maariv. Afterwards, you've still got a few hours to say Kiddush Levona. Aye, afterwards it might be clouded over. That's not your problem at the moment. You don't have to interrupt because it's possible you've still got a few hours left afterwards. Aye, it's clouded over. That would be a problem then. You don't need to interrupt for that now. But he says, what happens if you're middle of Maariv, let's say, middle of Maariv, and the last few minutes of Kiddush Levona is coming up. First, we said you've still got a few hours left. But what happens if you happen to know what time is Sosman Kiddush Levona? Most people don't know exactly when Sosman Kiddush Levona is, because either you've said it already, you know it's the last night, but know exactly what minute it is. But if you know it's Mamish coming Sosman Kiddush Levona and you're middle of Maariv, then it might be different. So he says like this. When it comes to Maariv, you should tucker, interrupt your Maariv, and go out and say Kiddush Levona. When it comes to the Megillah, he says like this, slightly different. If the whole Tzibur have not yet said Kiddush Levona, and the whole Tzibur are reading the Megillah, Enochanama, you stop the Megillah, you go outside, and everybody joins together Kiddush Levona, and everybody then comes back in to continue. He listened to these important words, continuing reading the Megillah Beroiv Om. Kriyas HaMegillah is so important to be said Beroiv Om that as long as everybody is coming back to continue the Megillah, it's okay. As an individual, however, here's a wonderful chiddush of the Rebbe Yehuda. If the Tzibur have said Kiddush Levona, you as an individual haven't said Kiddush Levona, and it's in the middle of the Megillah, and it's taka only a few minutes left of Sosman Kiddush Levona, if you were to go outside now and do your mitzvah Kiddush Levona, you will then have to hear the Megillah again afterwards, because you've been mafsik. By you going outside, the Tzibur are going to continue the Megillah. You've now lost out the opportunity of Kriyas HaMegillah B'Tzibur. And that's more important than Kiddush Levona. Why? Even though Kiddush Levona, your time is coming to an end, you won't be able to say Kiddush Levona, and you will be able to say Kriyas HaMegillah the whole night, so you'll say it by yourself. The Megillah B'Tzibur is more important. He doesn't say Mefurish why, but Dvarav I understand to mean that Kriyas HaMegillah B'Tzibur has an element of Deoraisa to it. Why? There's an inyan of v'nikdashti, to do it, but Sibur has a v'nikdashti. He himself writes later on, slightly different, that the mitzvah of Megillah is a mitzvah medivri sofrim, which is a higher level of a darabonon than the mitzvah of Kiddush Levona. Therefore, he paskens, but the important halach which we want to bring out here is that the Tzibur, who are saying Kiddush Levona, who are saying the Megillah, and they, as a Tzibur, have not yet said Kiddush Levona, they're actually mafsik in the middle of the Megillah, go outside, say Kiddush Levona, come back in to complete it. The Noda B'Yehuda then continues, what happens And this could be almost on a weekday night, Maariv, you're coming to Shul, you haven't said Kiddush Levona, it's your last night, there's a Levona there, you haven't started Maariv yet. Do you do Kiddush Levona first or Maariv first? And that's a shayla in its own right. Yes, Bianchi.
Sorry, I just want to know, when you speak about being mafzik in Maariv, are you talking about brochas, are you talking about Kriya Shema, are you talking about Shemoneh Esrei?
He says, even in Emser Kriya Shema. Even in the middle of Kriya Shema. He says, if I think he says even Shemoneh Esrei. I'll have to check inside. Okay. Yeah, I think even in Shemoneh Esrei, I have to check.
Okay.
Definitely in the middle of Kriya Shema. 100% sure in the middle of Kriya Shema. In Shemoneh Esrei.
And
the
Zman is,
assuming it's from the Moilad. The Moilad. He says, only when it's coming, Mamish, to the end of the Moilad. Right. That means if you don't do it now, you've missed out on the mitzvah totally. But it's interesting what he says, that the difference between the Yochid and the Tzibbur when it comes to Kriya Shema Megillah. The main thing I want to discuss today, however, is I think that the Noita B'Yehuda has left out L'Cha'ira, a major part of how you can analyze this Shaila. When I say he's left it out, it's quite clear he doesn't hold of the suggestion I'm going to suggest now. I'd like to ask a very simple question. The Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Kiddush Levona, the opening words, Horoye Levona Bechidusha Mevorech Asheba Mamore. Somebody who sees the Levona Bechidusha makes a brocha. What does he mean, Horoye Levona? Somebody who sees the moon. So you could say that there's a chiyuv to say Kiddush Levona every month, but you can't say Kiddush Levona unless you actually see the moon. So you've got to see the moon in order to say Kiddush Levona. Or the more pashtus understanding of the word, although it's more mechudush, is that there's no chiyuv to say Kiddush Levona once a month. There's no chiyuv at all. There's a halacha that if you see the moon b'chidusha, you need to say Kiddush Levona, and that's the lashon horoya. Avada avada, we should do all we can because it's such a great mitzvah. As we already say, Kiddush Levona keilu mekava pnei shchina. It's a fantastic mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah which does not have an automatic monthly chiyuv. If you see the Levona, then you make the brocha. Nafkimina is. What happens if the whole month is cloudy and you didn't say Kiddush Levona? So you think, look, I've been an oinus. I didn't have the opportunity. And you feel bad. According to what's suggesting now, that there's no chiyuv at all. If it's cloudy the whole month, you never saw the Levona, the opportunity for the mitzvah never even came your way. You're not even an oinus. It never happened. You never had the chiyuv at all. The other nafkamina is, that's not a practical nafkamina. The practical nafkamina is, to what extent are you mechuyuv to do Kiddush Levona? So sometimes it's very cloudy, and you hear that, you know, in Hamster Teeth, if you go out there, there's a better opportunity than Levona. Are you mechuyev to go out to do it? Of course you can, and it's wonderful, but are you mechuyev to do such a thing? Even on both sides, we can ask this Shaila, but definitely if the whole chiyev is horoye, then maybe you're not mechuyev to. And there are many nafka minis you can bring out on this Shaila. If you look at the Rambam, when the Rambam brings these halachas of Kiddush Levona, there's no Hilchus Kiddush Levona in the Rambam. The Rambam brings Hilchus Brochus. And in Hilchus Brochus, he has a whole series of horoya. If you see cities, you see huge amounts of Klal Yisrael, Hehorim, you see mountains, ala gvois, ala yamim, the seas, midboris, wilderness, etc., etc. Horoya se yama godol, if you see the Mediterranean, wherever the yama godol is. Horoya keshes, if you see a rainbow. Horoya levona, if you see the moon. Notice that the Rambam, when he lists all the cases of horoya, one of them is if you see the moon. Mashma from the Rambam, that just like you're not mechuyev to go and see the mountains, you're not mechuyev to go and see the sea, etc. You're not mechuyev to go out and see the moon. If you see the moon, you make a brocha. That's very clear diuk, at least, in the Lashon Rambam. Therefore, we ask the following question. The night of Yehuda, the question arose, they were written in the middle of reading the Megillah, and what happened at that point? Now, I wasn't there in the story, but I can imagine somebody noticed in the corner of the window or something. He runs up to the Rav and he taps him on the shoulder and points to the picture of the moon, whatever. But the Tzibbur haven't seen the moon. They haven't seen the moon. And the Noid Yehuda, when I say he doesn't take into account this, it's tova posha to the Noid Yehuda that there's a chiyuv to say Kiddush Levana. And if somebody tells you there's a Levana, you've got to go out and say it. Baruch Hashem, I have an opportunity. But according to what we're suggesting, the people inside the shul, they don't have a chiyuv of Kiddush Levana because they haven't seen the Levana. What right did that person have to tell them there's a Levana outside? I haven't seen it. I'm in the middle of doing a mitzvah. It's a meichat teis. I should go out and say Kiddush Levana. It's quite clear that the Noid Yehuda understood there's an absolute chiyuv, and then you're going to say that everyone's not tolly whether you see it or not.
Roy can be also he knows.
Correct. You would have to understand. Roy there means he's aware of it. Let's ask the following shayla. Is a blind man chayuv in Kiddush Levana? Or is a blind man able to say Kiddush Levana? This lech'oira would be a massive nafkeminach. So the Mishnah Berurah brings the name of the Mogen Avraham, B'shein the Marashal, V'suma chayev b'Kiddush Levana. A blind man is chayev in Kiddush Levana. Why? Ki brocha zu niskana al chidush ha'olam. The whole reason for this brocha is we are praising the Ribbono Shel Olam on how he runs and creates and constantly is mechadish the world. So much so that the poskim discuss why is it miyuchad on the Levana? And the answer is because the Levana is, we see it clearly, it's the nearest star to us, it is the one which we see clearly going waxing and waning, but the aside of the bracha is praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu al chidush ha'olam. Also, the blind man is able to benefit from the light of the moon because other people are able to see the way because of the moon and they help him. It's exactly the same svara why a blind man is able to say the bracha of Yoitz HaMa'oiris. It's clear from this halacha of a blind man that the bracha of Kiddush Levana is not if you see it. A blind man doesn't see it. The brach is, you need to praise the Ribbono Shel Olam once a month on Chiddush Olam. We do it on the moon. A blind man who's not able to say it, as long as he's benefiting from it, because other people say, can make the bracha. Mashma, there's a chiyuv. The Bir Halacha, however, brings from Reb Kiveiga, the name of the Marikash, he says, no, a blind person is not able to make the bracha. The Loshon of the Radvaz already is, that the pashtus of horoya, when the Gemara uses the word horoya, is a blind person cannot make a brocha. The Mishnah Berurah paskens halacha lemaisa, that a blind person should listen to somebody else making the brocha, but he himself shouldn't make the brocha. One could suggest that the machlokes between these two opinions, whether a blind man can make a brocha or not, is exactly our shaila. If the brocha is a chiyuv of chiddush ha'olam, a blind man can make the brocha. Just that you need to be able to see it. A blind man doesn't see it, but other people see it. There's enough there for him to make the brocha. The others hold, although you could learn differently, the others hold that the brocha is kapashtus, horoya, you've got to be able to see it. Without seeing it, you don't have bechlal v'chiyuv. I saw in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, now, anyone who's grown up learning Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, you know that Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is sort of a child's version of Shulchan Aruch. And as you grow older, you learn the real thing. But anybody who learns Kitzur properly will understand that every word of the Kitzur has got to be weighed up. And it's fantastic when you start reading clearly Diyukim, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Listen to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. It says like this. His opening words in the halachas of Kiddush Levana. First of all, I just noticed this as I opened the kitzur this morning, he has a whole siman of horoya, all different halachas of things you see in order to make a brocha. He doesn't mention Kiddush Levana there. He has his own siman of Kiddush Levana. And he says like this, and he's the only poisek I've seen, the only poisek who introduces the following words. Chayev, Chayovin leKadosh as Halavana b'kol Chodesh. There's a chiyuv of Kiddush Levana every month. He's the only one who says it. Shulchan Aruch says Horoya. He says there's a chiyuv. Says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, few halachas later, Summa mutzah leKadosh. A blind person says Kiddush Levana. Now, I'd like to suggest he doesn't even need to come onto the chiddush of the Mishnah Berurah to listen to somebody else. Because what he's saying is that the etzem mitzvah of Kiddush Levona is a brocha which you mechuyev to say once a month. And if you can't see it, you're still mechuyev to say Kiddush Levona. And that is the halacha of a sumo. It doesn't say other people have to be yotze him. Fits it very well, chayev, a sumo. What's even more beautiful?
Chayev
or mutter? Chayev. So he used the word summa mutter, but he says there's a chayev, but a blind man is able to do it, therefore he's chayev. He's mutter to say, therefore he's chayev. What I was even more pleased to see is, unusually so, the Kitzer quotes a simon of the Noi Debi Yehuda. And he paskins the halacha of the Noi Debi Yehuda that if the tzibur are in the middle of Kriyas HaMegillah, and the tzibur have not yet heard Kiddush Levona, and they find out that there's a Levona, they're mechuyev to stop in the middle of the Megillah to go in here, to go and say Kiddush Levona. According to what we're saying, those three halachas all go together. If there's a chiyuv, therefore a blind man also says Kiddush Levona, and therefore, even if you haven't seen the moon, but somebody tells you there's a moon, you've got a chiyuv to stop the Megillah. Fits it very well, as we've been saying. Then I found that Reb Shlomo Kluger in a tshuva argues very strongly on this Noi Debi Yehuda. The Noi Debi Yehuda says that there's a chiyuv to stop in the middle of the Megillah to hear Kiddush Levona. And as we've been explaining, because there's an absolute chiyuv of Kiddush Levona, listen to the words of the Reb Shlomo Kluger in Tshuvas Shnos Chayim. It says like this, Eich nafsik mi mitzvah. How can we stop doing a mitzvah? Shadayin loy bo zman. How can we stop doing a mitzvah of Megillah for a mitzvah whose zman has not yet come? V'loy nischayvu bo. You have not yet got a chiyuv of Kiddush Levona. Why? Hear these words. Taloy kol oid loy ro'es ha'levona b'chidusha. As long as you haven't actually seen the moon, loy nischayiv l'kadsha. There's no chiyuv of Kiddush Levona. This is exactly what we were suggesting. The Noi Debi Yehuda quite clearly doesn't hold that way. The Noi Debi Yehuda holds there's a chiyuv of Kiddush Levona every month. And therefore, if you don't do it now, you're going to miss out that chiyuv. And if somebody makes you aware that there's a Levona, a chiyuv to stop the Megillah. And then there's a question of Hefzer, which the Noi Debi Yehuda discusses. And it's mechalek to the Yochid and the Tzibur. But Reb Shlomo Kluger says, Mehechateisa. You're in the middle of a mitzvah. Why should another mitzvah, which you're not even chayiv in, should stop? You're only chayiv if you see the Levona. If you didn't see the Levona, you're not mechuyev to stop. So it's mamish, this is what we're saying, this suggestion, and it's a big machlokes comes out whether the mitzvah of Kiddush Levona, however great it is only a mitzvah sari'iyah or an absolute chayiv. We'll just finish off with the words, the greatness of Kiddush Levona. I saw in the Sefer Yosef Eimetz, Mama oid sorich zehirus gedoyla. How careful you've got to be lashkiach b'mitzvahs Kiddush Levona midechoidish b'chotshe. As I say, in Lomdus, we can discuss whether there's a chiyuv only for roya. But avada and avada, a person should be mazal himself to try and do the mitzvah. Ki rabohi, it's such a great mitzvah. V'le milsa zutru sihi mash omru chachamein zal. It's no small matter what Chazal say. Il mole le zochu Yisrael el hakvu p'nei avidish v'ashamayim pa'amas b'chodesh ta'im. As we say in Kiddush Levona, if it were just that we have an opportunity once a month to mekabel p'nei shchina, that would be enough. So he finishes off the mashma sheshkule hi kechol ha-mitzvahs. That Kiddush Levona is equal to all other mitzvahs. We find this expression of ke'ilu mekabel p'nei shchina. May we all be zeicha to make the Kiddush Levona, have the Megillah bezmanoi, and we should be zeicha to mekabel p'nei avinash v'ashamayim. Mit Shem the Vias Mashiach. Let
me check. Monks, you set up 3 days?
What?
Monks, they say, finish.